Hello, listener. Dahlia Lithwick here, host of Amicus, that's Slate's podcast on the courts and the law and democracy and the rule of law. This May, our team will be publishing a special project that we are calling How Originalism Ate the Law. This neutral and academic-sounding methodology of looking at the law is, in fact, anything but neutral. Originalism is to the conservative legal movement what peanut butter is to jelly. As we're going to show you over the course of this project, originalism has been both cover and calling for conservative justices and judges to radically overhaul the lives of millions of Americans. And while they claim to be the apolitical interpreters of the Constitution and its authors' intents, they have overturned Roe, radically expanded gun rights, and eviscerated voting rights. Across Slate.com and the Amicus podcast, we're going to be tackling questions like, where did originalism come from? Why has it taken over? Are progressive originalists really a thing? And am I allowed to have an opinion on originalism? Spoiler, the answer to that last question, you are. To celebrate the launch of this big project, we are running a special two-week-long free trial of Slate Plus on Apple Podcasts. As a member, you'll get exclusive episodes from How Originalism Ate the Law, plus ad-free listening to all of your favorite Slate podcasts. Join now by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen.
What's up, y'all? I'm Joel Anderson, and I'm here to tell you about the new season of Slow Burn. In our first two seasons, we looked back at two of the biggest stories of the late 20th century, the Watergate scandal and the impeachment of Bill Clinton. For season three, we're looking at another, the creative lives and the tragic deaths of Tupac Shakur and the notorious B.I.G.
Tupac kept ending every sentence with wooty-woo, wooty-woo, because he was nervous. I feel like he had to smoke cigarettes just to get through it because he knew he was downloading something very heavy.
We'll take you back to the 90s, when hip-hop took over pop culture, rap lyrics were used as evidence in murder trials, and the vice president of the United States called on record companies to pull albums from stores. And we'll tell the stories of Biggie, a one-time crack dealer from Brooklyn.
Biggie's brilliant. He was someone who just outright was like, I'm lyrically superior and I'll take your girl.
And Tupac, the son of a Black Panther who came up in the Bay Area.
He had every bit of street bona fide that he would ever need as a Black Panther baby. But for whatever reason, Tupac thought that that wasn't enough for him.
In just a few years, they changed music forever. They also went from allies to enemies.
I was there when Biggie and Tupac were friends. And when it was announced that all of a sudden they had problems, I woke up that day and I was like, what happened?
They became the faces of a deadly rivalry between two rap scenes.
I truly believe that Pac really thought that Biggie tried to have him killed.
When Big went upstairs to see him and came back down, say he's like your cheat. You know, this dude actually said that I came to the hospital to try to kill him. Yeah, that he got shot.
How is it that two of the most famous performers in the world were murdered within a year of each other, and their killings were never solved?
The worst thing that happened to hip-hop from that era was Keep It Real. Keep It Real got a lot of people killed.
Slow Burn Season 3, Biggie and Tupac, launches October 30th wherever you get your podcasts.